Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
There is never a bad time for some good friends.
Dude, I'm in the bathroom. Get out of here.
This is the Ace and Friends radio show.
Fun, funny, and fast. Why are you laughing, Riggs?
I just saw a video of, like, this cat, and this cat has his own fireplace, and he lets his mama know, like, hey, mama, you ain't turned on my little fireplace yet. And the cat will bring her upstairs
to turn on
his little fireplace for him. It is as cute as it could be.
Does a cat wear a little, have like a captain's hat or anything? Yeah,
he's a chubby little guy. It's so funny.
Does he lay down in front of the fireplace like on a rug?
It says he's trying to manipulate me by showing me his belly. Like, I'll do anything for him.
Is that on your TikTok?
It's on my Instagram.
Wow.
His name's Mr. Milo the Chunk.
Mr. Milo the Chunk.
It was very cute. Very cute.
Yeah, I just saw something cute on mine. It's totally different.
Cute in a, like a pigtails kind of way?
No, that's...
I think it's so gross.
What?
I know guys are into pigtails. I find it disturbing.
Yeah, never been a big thing. Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Never been a big thing for me like that.
Never
you find
got
it disturbing
that.
From the standpoint of it seems like it harkens back to something that you're like, it shouldn't.
Yeah, there's something, I don't know, just kind of seedy about it.
Kind of like, yeah, there you go. Seedy's a good word. Like, I think we all know. Let's just leave it at that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yep. Yeah.
Rob, what say you?
I don't have an opinion.
He likes him.
What am I going to say now that I like Victor?
Well, I'll be judged if I say what I want to say, but I'm just kidding.
No, judgment free zone, Rob.
So I don't believe that's true, but also, no.
You already said it without saying it.
Right, you already said it without saying it. We got a lot of fun stuff coming up today on Ace and Friends, some musical moments, and we'll give you some details. I mean, the big story is to the Diddy arrest that's gone on and all that kind of stuff. So a lot happened. Hang out.
We came here to have a good time.
This is Ace and Friends. When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts. Meet up with your friends.
Love it.
Ace and Friends.
One of the great things about music is that it marks moments in time in your life. And a song, when you hear it years later, can transport you to an exact particular moment. I saw a discussion thread the other day about musical memories, and people were sharing. And it's not like that's the day I graduated high school or college or whatever. It's not big important things. Just sometimes a song makes you stop and go, I remember that. I remember exactly this particular moment, which can be nothing. Riggins, do you have a musical memory?
Yeah, I've shared this one on the show before, but I fell in love to the song Two Princes by...
Spin Doctors.
I don't want to say Blind Melon. Doctors.
Marry me. Yeah. I'm the one that loved you, baby. Can't you see? I ain't got no future or family tree, but I don't want to bring that up all to be. But you were little.
Yeah.
8 years old? Seven years old?
Seven, I think. I was waiting for my mom to get her hair cut, and there was a little girl sitting across from me about the same age. I remember what she was wearing. She had white denim overalls on and like a striped shirt. Kind of reminded me of like Punky Brewster. I can't think of a better reference. But she had like these bright green eyes and dark hair, and I just remember thinking like, oh my gosh, I'm in love with her. I'm in love with her.
You were 7 years old.
Six or seven.
It amazes me that you still remember that.
Yeah, vividly.
You know,
I remember sitting on it was a white fake leather couch. I remember the feeling of that cool leather on the back of my knees, like just waiting there, nothing to do in a salon waiting room.
Yeah. And she's right across from me.
Yeah, she's like sitting catty corner to me.
Did she even notice you or acknowledge
you? Yeah, I think we were both at the same age. We were just kind of like not talking, but also there's nothing else to look at. And we made eye contact a couple of times. It was just one of those very vibrant memories that I have. with that song, and that song was playing in the background.
Two Princes by the Spin Doctors was playing in the background.
I was eating white cheddar popcorn, the kind that you get out of the vending machine for 25 cents, you know. I remember all those little details about it. And that song is part of it.
Do you think that that's why your relationships now don't work sometimes? Because you just you want her in your head, in the back of your mind?
No, I hadn't thought about that, Rob. And now I do. Damn, Rob.
Do you think that's why you're a bad boyfriend?
Yeah, I mean, honestly,
I didn't say that.
You think that's why you're alone?
That is an amazingly vivid memory, though, to be seven years old from that, though.
Yeah, that's like totally the, and that song is the soundtrack to that whole experience.
The song, what she wore, the color of the couch, the feel of the couch, the material on the couch, everything about that. That is wild. It
was very present.
Fantastic music. Mm. That's a great musical memory. That's awesome. We'll do more of these coming up. Hang on.
Follow Ace and Friends on all social media platforms at Ace Cannon Media. More Ace and Friends coming up. Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts. Ace and Friends.
Riggins shared this incredible, we're calling it a musical memory, a moment in time. Doesn't have to be something massive that was happening in your life, but just a moment in time that when you hear a song, now you go, takes you right back to that moment. His was Two Princes by the Spin Doctors. Rob, do you have one?
Mine is, it's a whole album, but I can give you a specific song from it.
Okay.
It's Creed's Weathered album.
Okay.
The song My Sacrifice, and it's because it was the day after I got my license. I went and drove to, that was the first CD I purchased. All by myself at a store.
My sacrifice.
Hello, my friend. We meet again.
So wait, hang on. Let me make sure I got it right.
Oh,
Rob.
My goodness.
This is your first, could be your first trip alone driving somewhere, and you drove and bought the Weathered CD from Creed?
Yeah, I don't remember anything from the day that I got my license.
Yeah. But
I remember this because I drove to Best Buy in Gastonia, North Carolina, and grabbed the Weathered CD by Creed. November 20th, 2001.
And then immediately into the car, cranked it up, windows down.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. That first, that feeling though, that first moment of freedom when you can drive by yourself and just blast a song that you love, is there's really very few things in life like that.
What was the car you were driving?
A 92 Geostorm.
Damn. So... it was a Geostorm, windows down, you were blasting Creed.
And I had a subwoofer in the back as well.
Save some chicks for the rest of us, dude.
And it had damn loud exhaust, glass packs.
Hello, my friend, we meet again. I just can see Rob, glass packs on a Geostorm. Just blasted. Where you are, will be.
Holy cow.
My sacrifice.
And that CD starts with a song called Bullets, which is also pretty heavy. So I was jamming.
You're just like, I am free. I am free today.
Also had the song One Last Breath. Come on now. All these
That's good old songs, man. That is so good. You're right. That is a feeling of freedom that you probably will never, ever, ever feel again. Like you have the first, the day that I got my license, I convinced my mom, because I didn't have my insurance yet. And I convinced my mom, please, please, we ordered pizza. It was my birthday. I was 15. You get your license at 15 in Louisiana. And she let me drive by myself 2-3 miles up the road, whatever it was, to pick up the pizza. Mm-hmm. And I remember pulling out onto the highway for the first time by myself, windows down, whatever song was playing on the radio was just blasting at the time. It probably was a ballad.
Yeah.
So you felt so free in that moment. Yeah. Like, there's nothing like this.
Rob, was the Geostorm a hatchback?
Yes, it was.
Picture perfect and complete. Sorry.
This is Ace and Friends. Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play. Meet up with your friends.
Love it.
Ace and friends.
We've been sharing our musical memories, one song that transports you to a specific time and place. I think y'all's have been way better than mine. I have two that come to mind immediately. One is really simple. There's a song by a band called Sly Fox. The song is called Let's Go All the Way. And it starts, and it's one of my favorite songs ever. And it starts with this cool sound of jum, 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 jiggy, jiggy, jum, jum. And it's just it was this cool, great song. And I was a senior in high school. And I just remember standing at the back of this girl's truck. Her name is Debbie Says. I've known her my entire life. Her truck was like a reddish, maroonish color. And she had these louvers on the back that were like window shade kind of things. They were black.
Oh.
And yeah, we were standing in the parking lot at my high school. And she, I remember we were standing there. Her door was open. And I was leaning against the back of the truck. There were probably like five or six of us standing around. And she said, have you heard this song? It came on the radio. And she jumped in and turned it up. It was the first time I heard the song. And there's something about that moment I remember. Mm-hmm. And then after I graduated high school, somewhere in that summer of, I graduated high school in 1986, Run DMC Walk This Way was a massive song that entire summer. And I remember we were in this bar because I was 18 and you could legally drink at 18 in Louisiana. And all my friends were out. It was right before we were all leaving to go to college. And I remember that song was playing and I can see like almost like a, not a circle, but kind of people were kind of circled around on a dance floor and everybody was singing that song. Everybody was rapping that song. And I thought like, this may be the greatest moment of my life. You know, you're just, knowing that all these people are about to break up and go their own way. Cause everybody's going to different colleges, except, you know, a couple of us were going to LSU, a bunch of them were going to a different school, that kind of thing. And you're like, in that moment, you feel like an adult. You know, I'm 18, I'm out. I don't know what time it was, probably well after midnight. You're like, I have this complete and total freedom yet control over my life at one time. And all my friends that I've grown up with are here. And you're just like, this is an incredible moment. I just remember I have a flash picture image of that moment in that particular song. And every time I hear that song, I think about that moment. Which good. Pales in comparison to Tech D Rob in a hatchback Geostorm with glass packs cranking Creed.
Really paints a picture.
That's just too good, Rob. That is by far my favorite answer for this.
Glad I could help.
Yeah. Solid.
How long did you have the Geostorm, Rob?
Long time.
Was that your first car?
Yeah. I got that car when I was 15 and
all right.
Then probably into my 20s.
There's something we have in common there, Rob, because my first car leaked transmission fluid also. And you'd be driving down the road in gear and just whoa, and it had glass packs too. It was a 72 Ford Maverick. And then it would slip out of gear while I was driving. You're whoa, it would slip into neutral. And all of a sudden you'd hear go whoa, because you're still got your foot on the gas and I'd have to kick it back down and drive it and go, bang,
boom. Which is really good for the transmission.
What choice do you have? You know what it's really good for? What it's not really good for? Trying to meet girls.
Yeah, that's not cool when you fall out of gear.
And then sometimes you're sitting at a red light and it starts to smoke. And you say stuff like, it's just a little transmission fluid. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
This is Ace and Friends. When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts. This is Ace and Friends.
Prepare yourselves to be highly disappointed in one member of the Ace and Friends cast. First, well, it's because of this particular TikTok that we all shared earlier before the show started regarding a classic Christmas movie.
I hate the Polar Express. I hate the way it's animated. I hate the storyline. Nothing about it tickles my brain. Nothing about it does it for me. It's not my choice Christmas movie. I haven't seen it in years. I don't care that Polar Express 2 is coming out. I want no part of it. I want no part of the live action Polar Express experience. I don't care about the Polar Express. I don't care that Tom Hanks plays like 15 characters in that movie. I don't like that movie. I won't be seeing the second one.
This thing goes on for like another 10 seconds of her talking about things that she hates about the Polar Express, how much she hates all the Polar Express stuff. Look, still talking.
I didn't like it the first time. The second time, don't ask me to watch it again.
Here's where you get disappointed in a member of the cast because, Rob, your feelings on Polar Express?
It sucks, dude.
What sucks about
it? This is not good.
It is good. I mean, okay, you might not like it, but to think that the Polar Express sucks.
Well, it's not good. Nothing about it is good. Animation is stupid, not very well done. And Tom Hanks didn't need to play all those characters. I mean, come on. Get out of
here. I love that.
Yeah, Rob has these very odd things that he takes a very hard stance on, like the Polar Express, the fact that he hates James Cameron.
There was another one earlier today that I can't remember.
Yeah, there was something else you said off the air today earlier that I don't remember what it was.
Oh, yeah, it was really good, actually. Yeah. He goes, oh, I know exactly what it was. He goes, I don't really like Bruno Mars. That's what it was. Yeah, that's I'm like, who do you was? Ever hear say that?
Yeah.
He was talking about impressed.
We were talking about the fact that, you know, a production company is suing Miley Cyrus, saying that she lifted part of her song Flowers from Bruno Mars' song When I Was Your Man. And I was like, I don't even like Bruno Mars. I mean, I've never met anybody that said, I don't even like him.
He's got talent, but like, I don't
mean like most him. People at least say, I mean, he's got some good songs. But Rob's like, I don't like Bruno Mars.
I don't like him.
Who just doesn't like Bruno Mars?
Smart people.
What is it about him you don't like?
I don't know. It's just his music is kind of eh. I can understand that he is very talented. He can sing great. I just don't like the way he puts it all together.
Okay. Like Uptown Funk, not a fan. No.
And that one's okay, but I think it's mostly because of, you know, everybody else involved.
Mark Ronson.
Right. Mark Ronson can make a good song.
That's the only good song Bruno Mars has ever had, according to Rob.
Should we send hateful tweets to Bruno Mars today, Rob?
Let's do it.
All right.
I'm on it.
This is Ace and Friends.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts. Meet up with your friends.
Love it.
Ace and Friends.
You ever watching a video, like what you're watching a TikTok or an Instagram reel, and then suddenly it just takes a hard left that you didn't see coming?
Mm-hmm.
Check out this lady.
My biggest travel tip is if your boyfriend wants to take a nap, you should let him. You should let him go explore the city on your own. Go see something that he doesn't want to do with you. Go to that museum. Go to that coffee shop. For example, my boyfriend, he loves to take a little nap. So while I'm in Mexico City, I'm going to take full advantage and I'm going to walk my sweet little ass down to that pharmacy and I'm going to buy Ozempic. I'm going to buy Ozempic and he's not going to know and I'm going to look great on Halloween.
Go to the museum, go to the coffee shop. For example, while in Mexico City, I'm going to go buy Ozempic. Didn't see where that was headed with that one.
No.
Is it readily available to whoever in Mexico?
I don't know because, you know, I don't know how it is now, but I know for a long time, people who are doing steroids, like when the steroid scandal was going on, a lot of times they were going across the border and buying them in Mexico and come across. You can buy them in like a regular pharmacy.
Hmm. Yeah, it may not be true, but I feel like you could buy anything in Mexico for some reason. Like
The answer you tend to want to give is, oh, yeah, it's legal there.
Because they go down, people go down there for procedures all the time, right? Like.
Yeah, I don't know, but I'm sure you can. I'm sure they do boob jobs and all that.
But it seems like all the procedures, those have been moved to Turkey for some reason. Yeah. It seems like everybody from around the world now is going to Turkey for whether it's butt implants or hair jobs, because apparently it's super cheap in Turkey, even if you have to fly there and stay for a few days.
Mm-hmm. But to go out by yourself, wandering around Mexico City?
Nah, bad idea.
I don't know that I'd want my girlfriend or wife doing that.
No. You take a nap, you wake up, she's back with a pocket full of Ozempic.
Yeah, pocket full of vials and needles. And you're like, what the hell did you do?
Did you take Ozempic through vials and needles? I don't know how you take Ozempic.
It's a shot.
Is it? Okay.
It's a shot that comes in its own container in the United States. If you get it from Mexico, you might have to, you know.
Well, it's probably got to come in the same way, right?
No, it probably comes in a Sunny D bottle. Right. There's no way it comes in the same way. I'm just like, no, it's Ozempic. I got a feeling it's not official packaging.
No, Sunny D's going to all syringes. From this point. Don't worry about it.
This is our Ozempic.
This is how we do it now.
This is Ace and Friends.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
This is Ace and Friends.
Sometimes when we get into arguments with someone that we love and care about, we just say things that are completely unhinged. And then you have to stop and go, well, that's kind of crazy. You ever had one of those moments, Riggins?
I'm sure I have.
Yeah, I saw this as a question on Reddit the other day. Rob, have you ever, Rob, you really haven't had just one real relationship now with Meredith that's gone on for 9 years.
Yeah.
Any moment where you say things, you look back and be like, that, hey, I didn't, shouldn't have said that. Did you just say something crazy?
Yeah.
oh, this will be good.
It's going to be good. You're right. We were arguing about the dog. And I said, so I guess we're just stuck with her for the rest of her life. And then I said, until she's gone, until she's dead. And I said, which isn't going to happen soon enough. She didn't like that.
Not nice.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that.
She didn't like that?
No, she was not. She was not a fan.
Of Did you say, yeah, I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry.
Nope.
There you go. I knew that answer. I knew he would not walk that back. Because immediately I would have said, hey, I just said that because I'm frustrated. I'm sorry. But I've told y'all mine before. It's worse. My ex-wife and I were in our first house. We hadn't had it very long. And we got into an argument about the house. And I said something like, look, I was making the declaration. I paid for this. This is my house. And if I want to, I said, I will burn this son of a to the ground. And then it occurred to me, first, that's a dumb thing to say. Second, now God forbid something happens.
Yeah.
I need to clear up that I'm not going to do that. And I had to stop and go, that was crazy. Just in case something ever happens, I'm not going to burn the house.
Yeah.
So like if tonight, we have an electrical fire and the house burns down. Please know that. Let me walk that back now.
That is what the person who is going to do it would say, though.
It's a good point, Rob.
But luckily that house didn't burn down. It's still standing.
Thank God. Exactly okay what an arsonist would say.
Follow Ace and Friends on all social media platforms at Ace Cannon Media. More Ace and Friends coming up. Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts. Meet up with your friends.
Love it.
Ace and Friends.
Before you go to work, here is a little piece of information from a guy who wants you to change your approach to work depending upon how much money you make.
If you ain't making more than $100,000 at your job, why are you ironing your clothes before you go to work?
Let them know that you need a raise. Go in there in tattered garments and clothes. Don't bring a lunch. Let them know that you're hungry.
It's giving kind of preacher vibes on that.
Yeah.
Why are you ironing your clothes?
Make them feel bad.
Let them know you're hungry.
I was telling somebody the other day, my first radio job, I mean, no money, none. And anything was seen as a raise. And once they gave me, I could get a certificate to get a free pizza a week. And I was like,
that's pretty good.
That's like a $100 a month raise right there. Yeah. Whatever, what's free pizza a week? And then one time they gave me, you can get your, we got it set up if you want to, got you added to the list. You want to get free dry cleaning over at the dry cleaners. Great. Only problem is I didn't have anything that could be dry cleaned. Needed to be dry cleaned.
Look at me. Does it look like I need dry cleaning?
Yeah, I had a suit that could have gotten dry cleaned, but I never wore it.
Yeah.
I didn't have anywhere to wear it. So it
was like, it'd be good for like once a year.
It was a suit I graduated college in. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, maybe if I go to a wedding, I'll get this dry cleaned. But other than that, I got no use for that. But thanks. I appreciate the offer.
The pizza raise is a good raise, though.
Yeah, that was
pretty
solid.
I think that's still a pretty good. Hey, once a week, you get a free pizza?
I got a free pizza once a week.
That's not so bad.
And then my next raid, they gave me a promotion. And I became the promotions director of the radio station, and I got business cards. And when you got business cards, you could go to another place once a week and get lunch.
Mm.
Lunch for two. So I could go if I had a business meeting or just wanted to, you know, take a girl to lunch or something like that.
A business meeting.
We could go to this place called the Chelsea Street Pub and get some food.
Yeah.
which was nice, which again, like having a raise.
Yeah.
And then I successfully got moved up to an apartment that they it's called Trade. They ran commercials and I didn't have to pay apartment rent. And that was a big deal.
Hell yeah.
Big deal. Until it wasn't in the best part of town and somebody stole all my clothes out of the dryer one day.
Well, that's not as great.
I've only got like 5 shirts and 2 pairs of jeans and somebody stole all my clothes. Like I had the pair of jeans I had on that had holes in them and a t-shirt. Like that's pretty much all I got left.
Nice.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Good times.
Oh, yeah,
the good old days of radio. Yeah. We've come full circle these days.
This is Ace and Friends.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and Friends.
Rob, do you have any good food deals for us today?
Oh,
I know yesterday you had double protein at Chipotle.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything today.
The double protein thing, you had enough points to get double protein?
No, I got an email from them saying that was like the thing they added to my account just to get me to come back because I haven't gone in a while.
You haven't been there in a while?
Yeah, so.
We missed you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where are you?
Yeah, it's one of those things for sure.
It's like I got an email the other day from Neiman Marcus. And said, you haven't used your Neiman Marcus card in 3 years. If you don't use it by like December 14th, we're going to cut it off.
Cut it off.
Well, goodbye Neiman Marcus card.
Cut it off.
So how often, Rob, do you get an email because you're signed up for everything? How often do you get an email that says, hey, you know, this special today or come back for this kind of thing?
At least once a day.
Really? Every day you've got some kind of food deal
in
your email.
Today I've gotten more than one. I've got IHOP, new menu items to taco about. New tacos they have at IHOP.
Tacos at IHOP?
That's what it says.
Yeah, no thanks. Not interested. I mean, that just,
I'm gonna start using that though. Hey, before, let's have this conversation at the Mexican restaurant. Give us something to taco about.
Yeah.
Krispy Kreme, there's a new Golden Harvest collection.
What is that? What's the Golden Harvest collection?
Oh, what donuts are these? It doesn't show me what they are, but one looks like a pumpkin spice. One looks like a cookie thing or something.
Yeah.
It's going to be a donut that's not as good as the original.
Right. Donut, yeah.
Right.
I like the way Robin's got like a cookie thing donut. I like a, excuse me, can I get the cookie thing donut?
And then Red Robin is giving $10 gourmet cheeseburgers for all because tomorrow is National Cheeseburger Day.
Mm. Is that a good deal? $10 cheeseburger?
Normally it's about 12 or 13 at Red Robin.
Really? Okay. All right.
Oh, they charge you for them seats. You got to go sit down.
I'm interested that Chipotle's monitoring your activity. Do you have an account with Chipotle?
Yeah, and almost anywhere that I get food from has like a rewards thing.
Yeah.
So like I just get emails if I don't use it very often. Like Chili's has been trying to get me to come back for a long time.
They're having like small panel meetings about how we get Rob back into Chipotle over at Chipotle HQ. They're like, we've got a guy in South Carolina. We don't know what we're doing.
He hasn't been in here in a year.
Like, Tommy, what you got? He's back. Like, double protein coupon offer. Send it to him in an email.
But the best part was Rob said that they got the double protein and it ruined the rest of his day.
Yeah, I bet it did.
It was a rough day.
That's a big double protein will get you every time.
This is Ace and Friends.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Who loves Aunt Millie's bread? Commuters who are running late, and the cops that pull them over. Tired parents who live for nap time, and energetic kiddos who don't. Early birds and night owls, teachers' pets and daydreamers. The home team and their fans that know this is our year. And anyone who loves the freshest bread delivered daily to Columbus's favorite grocers. Because no matter where life takes you, Aunt Millie's brings you closer to home.
This is Ace and Friends.
There's a guy in the process of going viral because many people feel as if they can relate to his thoughts on drinking.
Let me say this. I don't drink one beer. Like, you know, some people like drink a beer with dinner.
Yeah.
I don't do that. I don't drink like a beer or two beers.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm drinking, I get f***ed, and I like to go to a bar with like an atmosphere. I don't drink at home.
He doesn't drink at home.
Yeah, good
he
for drinks, him.
He's drinking.
I'm getting blanked up
At a bar. I like some atmosphere. I'm not sitting right here having four or five beers or two beers. I'm only drinking if I'm going out drinking.
Yeah, good for him.
If I go out, I drink. If I stay home, no, it's not happening.
Good for him. He's got boundaries. I like that.
Yeah, it just depends on how often he goes out. Because he's a young guy. If he's in college, he'll be going out every night.
Maybe.
Man. The thought of that, though, I used to have a night class a couple of semesters. I was going to night class on Monday nights, 7 to 10, which was a mandatory. We'll just have some drinks afterwards.
So yeah, it's 10 o'clock.
By the time we get there, it'd be 10:30 on a Monday night. It's like, yeah, it's time to have some drinks. But the bar was right across the street from my apartment complex. It's like, yeah, that's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
We got class at 7:30 in the morning. Big deal. It's not a problem.
Oh, 10:30, and then you had a 7:30?
7:30 class.
Oh, my God.
I didn't always make it to that 7:30 class, but it was, But the thought of now leaving the house at 10:30, or being out and thinking, you know, let's make a stop on the way home. At 10:30, let's get home as soon as humanly possible.
Yeah. Yeah, his attitude will be the same. It just reverses. Like, you just can't imagine drinking.
Eventually, all he does is drink at home. He doesn't go out and go anywhere.
This is Ace and Friends.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial-free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app. Meet up with your friends.
Love it!
Ace and Friends.
You're about to meet a man who's got a very important question when it comes to dating. And I think there are a lot of guys that may feel the same way that he does.
Okay, so what is it called if you're dating, right? And you're not gay, so you're not going to date men, obviously. But the more dates that you go on with women, the more that you realize you don't really like them much either. What is it, you know what I mean?
You know what I mean? I like
it. He's making some good points. I'll be honest.
That you don't really much like them either.
He's making a solid point.
I kind of feel like more often than not, that's the way women feel.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I like men until I go out with one, and then it's like, I don't like that guy.
And I don't blame him. I mean, men are gross. I mean, it's just, I totally get it.
And when you hear of these things that men do and how they act from time to time, in a dating scenario, a lot of times it's like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I always, always think about that lady that called us years ago, a couple years ago, and said that she met a guy, they were a group of friends. They all kind of met up at this bar, and she met this guy that was there, was friends of a friend, and they really hit it off. They had a great conversation. They talked for about an hour while having drinks. His group was leaving. They exchanged phone numbers. And as he walked away, he'd been gone less than 2 minutes, maybe 90 seconds. Bam, she got a text message. She opened it up and it was a pic that he sent her. And she looked up and he was standing at the door waiting to see her reaction. He kind of smiled at her like, what? So she liked him until that moment.
Understandable.
Yeah, I get it. I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
I understand why she would think, this is what men do. It's terrible.
Yeah, men are gross, and a lot of them are really stupid, like that guy.
Yeah. But I would love to know more about what this guy's problem has been with the women that he's meeting or that he's going out with, or why he's decided, I just don't like them either.
Yeah. Dating's tough. A lot of people say that dating is tougher now, than it used to be, but
I can easily
see
that.
Maybe that's true. I don't know.
Do you have a lot of first dates, Riggins?
No, I don't have a lot of them.
A lot of first dates. I mean, like, do you have many that are just first dates, I guess? Like,
I have had a lot of just first dates.
Is it them? Is it you? does it kind of depend on the scenario?
It's mostly them. it's like 99% of that. Damn, yeah.
This is Ace and Friends.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts. Ace and Friends.
We do not condone or endorse every piece of audio that we play for you on this show. We just find them interesting. That's an important note. Again, we do not condone or endorse necessarily what this man is about to say.
Fellas, is it a little cringe to have a male boss? Oh, what? You have a grown man tell you what to do all day and you say, yes, sir, I'll have that done by end of day. Couldn't be me. I only have female bosses. Y'all be good, though.
Oh, dang. Couldn't be me, dude.
Could never be me. Yeah. Whoa.
I don't think
it is.
Is it?
I guess so.
What's more weird about saying, you know, oh, yes, sir, I can have that done by the end of the day, opposed to a female boss?
I don't know. It's making some good points out. You know, when I was young, when I was in college, I always opted for female teachers. Like 10 out of 10 times. I just thought I was going to be able to, yeah. I don't know, not charm them, but like sort of have an easier time with female teachers.
Interesting. I never really gave that any thought.
I always did. I'm like, yeah, I don't care if it's at a different time. I just thought.
You would pick a college class based on, oh, I can take it this time, but it's got a male teacher. I can take it here. But I go with a female.
Absolutely. That's the only time I ended up in like one of those night classes like you were talking about, because it was with a woman. I don't know. And I think that probably says something about me. Like, I think I'm going to be able to manipulate them or something. I don't know why I did it, but I did.
That's interesting, because the only professors that I had in college that I when I chose the person or tried to make sure I had the person were both male teachers.
Really?
One was a political science teacher. One was a broadcast guy. I was like, I want to make sure I take him for this next class, that kind of thing. I never gave that any thought before as to whether it would be a male or a female teacher.
So I kind of, maybe this is the same attitude, like saying yes, sir, to some dude. It's like, yeah, I'm not your kid. I don't know. I would love to hear the second part of that.
But you don't feel the same way when you say it. If you were to say, yes, ma'am, I'll have that by 10 o'clock today.
Yeah.
But you don't feel the same way in that.
No, that feels sexy for some reason. Yes, ma'am. You got it. Barbara. Can I call you Barbara?
Yeah, I like the way you say it, though. Oh, yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
I'll have that by 10, Barbara.
Actually, you know what? 9:59.
We came here to have a good time.
This is Ace and Friends. Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial-free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.